Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and we are do our day in history. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. On this day in 1900, it was officially celebrating its first major celebration in Texas, but it celebrates the people in Texas on June the 19th, 1865, when word reached Galveston, Texas, that all slaves in Texas were free. So Juneteenth has become a major holiday at that time. And still is a major holiday in this country, in the African-American community, and is going beyond it now. People thought the holiday might wither away, but it's not withering away. It's just growing. So this Juneteenth is a happy Juneteenth. It's a very special holiday. We lift up Every Voice and Sing to celebrate that song, which is played at every celebration was throughout Texas and more. And the Juneteenth Music Festival takes place. And it's a very important holiday, especially as we re-examine our past and look, see what that past says about how we have to re-examine our future, about who we are as a people, what white supremacy is, what this hate nation was founded on, and what kind of country we want to build together in the 21st century. So happy Juneteenth to everybody out there listening today here on the Mark Steiner Show. A year before Juneteenth, there was a famous battle fought in the Civil War between the USS Kearsage and the CSS Alabama off the coast of Cherbourg, France. And there was a man named Joaquin Peace, who was an African-American sailor on the Union boat, who was given the Congressional Medal of Honor for standing up and fighting. He was born actually a free man in Newfoundland as part of a family that fled the United States in slavery, came back to fight in the Civil War, and was given the Congressional Medal of Honor. And just about 20 years before that, in 1846, the first professional baseball game was played, the New York Knickerbockers Baseball Club, 1946 in Hoboken, New Jersey, between the Knickerbockers and the New York Baseball Club, the first major league game played. And on this day, we will be hearing more about this in the course of the program. This was the day that Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed at Sing Sing Prison, this was part of the great anti-communist craze in America, where they were accused of being communists. Ethel Rosenberg went to the electric chair saying that she was innocent, that she never participated in any of this. I became a cause célèbre throughout this country and around the world. And on this day, they were executed. And we remember them on this day. This happened in 1953. And on this day in 1968, we'll close out with this so we can jump into our program. On this day in 1968, I was there as we began the March for the Poor People's Campaign in Washington, D.C. in 1968. Tens of thousands of people marching through the states of Washington, organized by those who walked in the legacy of Martin Luther King, to create an interracial organization of the poor led by African Americans in D.C. and camping out to end poverty in this country. This was the day the march began in 1968, and we were there. So that's this day in history. You can check out the rest of this day in history by just going to steinershow.org. It's all right there. Take a brief break and come right back, and we're going to go to break here with Horace Silver and John Hendricks in The Preacher, one of his most famous songs. We lost the great Horace Silver last night at 85 years old, and we remember him today with his incredible music.